Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, there started to get stories out there about young men not having support, not having anything from the community, and of course being blamed for everything. And I found a story. The way I got started is I was on Reddit, and I came across a thread that had been removed, and someone had a screenshot of it, and I took a screenshot, and I've got that. I'll show it to you here in a minute, and it's very poignant to what I'm talking about. But that's kind of I'm going to tease that for the end, because that shows where we are today. I'm going back 7 years to an article on the Moderate Voice from Dean Esme. Try that again, Dean Esme. And it's very poignant because it shows what people were thinking 7 years ago about men's issues, and then we're going to come fast forward it today. So let's take a look here. First things first, it says from the Moderate Voice, because nobody cares about men and boys. Earl Silverman, founder of the only battered men's shelter in all of Canada, has ended himself. After 20 years of fighting for the forgotten, the overlooked, the marginalized, and the sneered at, he closed his shelter due to lack of resources and today closed out his life because no one gives a damn about men and boys. The last I spoke to him, he just managed to get some mainstream media attention in the face of sneering girl power media hungry lawyer there to debate him, and who tried his best to minimize anything Earl had to say. Earl did great, but still nobody cared enough to do anything. He privately outlined a strategy for me for finally getting someone in the government to pay attention after decades of futility. And I didn't think it would work. I tried to be encouraging and supportive, but I probably wasn't encouraging enough. Today he hung himself, and I'm ping-ponging between crying and shrieking rage. Last I know, there are maybe one, maybe two men's shelters in Canada. And same thing here in the United States. There's very few. As a matter of fact, if you do a Google search, which is why I don't use Google, I use DuckDuckGo. But I don't think it's much better on DuckDuckGo either, because if you put in a men's shelter, it'll say, did you mean women's shelter? And then all the links are to women's shelters and saying, has your husband or your boyfriend or your live-in, whatever, done this to you and done that to you? And instantly painted men like the bad guys. Now, can you imagine being in a spot where you need help and you go to search for help, and not only do you not find help, but instead you're basically pointed to all these places, to women's shelters, where it's been a woman that's done something to you. Talk about putting a guy kind of out in the field and making him feel bad. So this is I've talked about, before I go down that road, it's about a 40-60% according to statistics. It may be, if you want to argue it, 30-35%, but that's still a third to a quarter of men that are being having some sort of harassment and bad actions against them, and they have no place to go. So here, a guy tried to start one up and has failed, and he ended up failing so strongly and felt like he didn't get any help for the people he was trying to helping that he gave up. So the writer here continues on, what's his name, Earl? Is it Earl? No, Dean. Dean continues on. If you're a male, you're a disposable mother effer. If you're abused, it's your fault. If you're poor, it's your fault. If you're out of a job, it's your fault. If you're desperate, it's your fault. If you've ever had your children and all of your possessions and most of your income stripped away from you by an insane family court system and a vindictive ex, it's your fault. You're privileged. You just don't know it because you're a guy. I cheerfully wait some of the girl power movements who will likely be dancing on his grave and or giving their usual stupid bullcrap song and dance about how what was called the indifference was their phantasmagoric lie of the patriarchy or toxic masculinity. When they've lifted not a GD finger for 40 years to help men and boys and spread lie after lie about how most of the victims of bad actions are women and hardly any are men, which again are not true. I also look forward to the conservative traditionalists shaking their heads and looking the other way, just like the hypocritical jerks who say nice things about manhood but don't actually do a GD thing for men and boys that most of them are. If you're a male in this society, you are a disposable utility, and that's all you are. Earl recognized it, tried to do something about it, and finally gave up. Here's my prediction. Almost no one in the mainstream media will bother writing one word about this because Earl was a man and nobody cares about men and boys. Well, the truth is that, yes, nobody cared. And there's another article here that links from that one. It's the Girl Power Movement and the Disposable Male. And this has some really interesting views on it as well. I'm not going to read down through it. I'll put down the links below, but I really recommend watching through this. This has Karen Strayhorn, I think her name is pronounced, and she's a great advocate for men's and men's rights. So go check this out. I'll leave the links down below. So let's snap forward. We've come forward 7 years now in time. Here we are. Things have changed, right? Everything is better. Everything is different. And here's what I saw on Reddit. In unpopular opinion, where you go to post things that are controversial and unpopular. First of all, you see all these icons at the top? That's people that have given an award. I think you can earn these awards. Maybe some of them are monetary, but you don't just give them away to every post. You give them to someone that you really agree with. And what his post said was, this is the title, "Men don't hide their emotions because of toxic masculinity. They hide them because no one cares." And had 70,000 upvotes and 10,000 comments, and it was removed. What was the reason for it being removed from unpopular opinion? R1 must be unpopular. So not only did everybody in agreement with this, but then they decided to silence it and say, well, what reasoning do we have to silence this? Well, everybody kind of feels this way. I know I feel this way. So let's just say it's not unpopular. It's popular. Everybody feels like this. That's a good reason. Let's just yeet it out of there. And so they removed the entire paragraph that this person had written, and everybody agreed. They just removed it. You know, I have a hard time with subjects like these. Not because I don't agree with them. It's because I agree with them very much. But there has to be a fine balance. And even with you guys in my community here, and this is not calling you out. This is not being harsh on you at all. I put up fun stories and salacious ones and silly ones and crazy ones, and they get more views. And then I put up serious topics and they get less views. Now, we as men, we definitely care. So why is it that these silly ones get more attention than these other ones that are a little bit more serious? It's because these are hard subjects. These are hard topics to talk about. They're not comfortable. They're not fun. You read enough of this stuff, you will get bummed out. And no one wants to start their day off with reading a story or listening to a story about this and then saying, man, that's just awful. I'm bummed out. But unfortunately, that's how things go today, is that if you read something that's heavy, it's hard for people to deal with. And if you watched my other video about social media and the social media giants and all that stuff from a week ago, I talked about how they're removing books and they're removing things about critical thinking. Why? Because critical thinking is a challenge. Stoicism is hard. These are topics you kind of have to chew through a little bit. And you can't just read something like that and have a laugh and go, oh, man, I can't believe people are like that. That's so silly. Well, on with my day. These are the kind of things that you read and you say, man, society sucks. Things suck. Now I'm kind of bummed out. And I don't want to deal with this right now. So two things. Number one, that when you come across a topic like this, think about it, listen to it. Think about, I reached out to my nephew who was going through a hard time in his life, and he has made many, many mistakes. And I've tried to reach out to him repeatedly, and he failed. And he made those mistakes anyway, and now he's in a really bad place. But I didn't fail for lack of trying. And kind of the same thing is that even though you may get, on one of these forums, you may get downvoted into oblivion, even on websites or videos like mine, people come on here and give me a couple of thumbs down, which is fine. I understand that. But until we all collectively stand up and start fighting these things, and the thing is, women have to step up and start fighting this stuff too, because, again, no one really cares what we think. We're men. They're not going to listen to us. But you know something? If all those mothers that have sons, if all those mothers that have grandkids, if all the sisters that have brothers, if all the wives that have husbands, if all of them start stepping up and saying, enough of the guy bashing. I'm not going to go pay for your movie. I'm not going to buy your book. I'm not going to click on your website. I'm not going to consume the crap that you're putting forth. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to argue against it. Until that starts happening more from women, I mean, we can continue to fight the good fight, but we're going to keep getting silenced, That's why most of the, even men's channels that talk from a place of neutrality, not even from anger. Like, I'm not expressing any anger towards any women because of this. I'm just saying that, you know, it's unpopular. And but for some reason, men's channels that even talk from middle of the road about, hey, I think this is an issue, a lot of them are silenced too. But why? Why? Because this is a topic that no one wants to hear about. It's too much fun to make fun of men and put them down. It's good times. And there's so many things on Twitter. I could do hours. I could do days worth of material where they just, people are crapping on men on Twitter, on Reddit, in this, in that. And there's no clapback. There's just nothing to it. Except a lot of thumbs up and likes and comments and shares. And again, if you're my age, who cares? But I do care, because I care about everybody else that can't handle this. You know, the guys that haven't had a good upbringing or a strong upbringing or positive male support that can look at this and say, you're just a bunch of idiots, and move on. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. I'd love to hear what you think about this on this particular subject. And are you experiencing this yourself? I'd really like to hear. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, I'm trying to get my curtains. I don't know how to sew, and my curtains are too long. And so I'm trying to somehow sew these together so that that they don't hang down too long. So I know I'm really washed out. But it's either too dark or too washed out, and I just can't do anything because I have like 30 windows in this bus, so it's bright and beautiful during the day. I'll try to get that fixed for you guys. Thank you for hanging in there for the blown out video. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, thank you for those who have donated directly. It means so much to me. I do appreciate it. And you can also support me by liking, commenting, sharing, subscribing, all that good stuff. We'll leave it there. Better Bachelor, I'm Joker. And remember, guys, if you see this kind of thing, you may get down overvoted, but say something about it. Fight for the good cause. And women, if you see this, you have to step up too. Thank you.